Mike's hot. Mike, is Mike here?
So don't touch it.
Hot Mike.
Don't touch the mic.
Maybe I should say Michelle's hot.
Who's Michelle?
I'm going to put a big pink thing on their name tag on your microphone. Says Michelle. So Michelle's hot.
The microphone is called Michelle?
Yeah. Well, instead of calling it Mike, we're going to call it Michelle. You would have treated it nicer.
Michelle, I would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Touch her a lot nicer. Here we go.
Hey, we're rolling. We're live and in living color. And you know, I'm excited because Julie's here. I asked Julie to come just to keep your ass in line because I listened to the shows when I wasn't here, and man, you need some help. I thought you were a broadcast guy. What?
No, I'm a video guy.
Yeah.
With a very unprepared style. I just show up and start talking.
Yeah.
I can talk about anything.
Well, it was thank God that Julie was on that last show because male encounters of a like kind never came out of your mouth until she said it.
I know. And I think Felicia was like keeping us in
Felicia
on
was,
track.
Yeah,
on
Felicia the was one, yeah. The... Yeah. Yeah, she was the ringleader on the one that I called in from the hospital on.
Yeah, she
was definitely... Yeah, she. I thought to myself, man, she could take my place in a heartbeat. Maybe I should ask her to sit with Ken instead.
Yeah.
Because she just, and I don't know what you were doing. Probably just sitting there nodding your head going, okay.
I was surrounded by women. I mean, that is just an ideal scenario.
Well, yeah. So I invited Eric today. So we got Eric. I like to be surrounded by guys.
You know, I'm not going to touch that one.
Yeah, sometime... when we're not on mic, I'm going to tell you what Felicia did to me the other day.
Okay.
When I was recording Milk.
Yeah.
Let me just say I got slapped in the face with something I'd rather not be slapped in the face with.
I have video.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we're going to post
video.
It, too.
Oh,
yes.
My
on
God.
On female encounters of the life.
So this is a real war between you guys, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. They stepped in and stole our show and then say that, oh, nice. Nice. We're watching a video of what David was slapped in the face with.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
And just, there's actually little sperm in that thing.
Is there?
Yeah. Colored sperm.
Little squeeze and...
Yeah. It's a stress penis.
A stress penis?
It's Felicia's, not mine.
Yeah.
So let's get that
It's Felicia's
right
stress penis. And I don't know why she was... slapping me in the face with it. And I'm like, well, it's a first for me. And no, I still don't want to swing that way. It's okay. But
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I don't have any... I just... It's not for me.
It's not your thing.
No.
So there's no warm-up to this podcast?
No, not at all. Eric's over there with wide eyes going, oh my God.
Right on the table.
What is happening right now?
Eric's used to coming. Eric's on the wake-up call, I don't know, several times.
A lot different than the radio show.
There's no organization to this.
All right.
Nothing at all. But I'm glad. Thanks for coming down, Eric. I had asked permission, I don't know, a few weeks ago if we had some, if they were all right with us coming in and having somebody play guitar.
Right.
So you were the first one I thought of, because you're always game for something.
Yeah, you told me that you needed some way to combat the girls, because they were starting something.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing.
They're
yeah.
always starting
what?
Something.
Yeah.
I told him that I never hit a girl before.
Yeah.
Verbally.
I could try. Well, who is this person?
You know, I'm gonna try not to say too much, although I do know that they listen to see what... really is happening.
Of course they listen.
But
they listen to our show.
You know, they have their
Everyone
own
else
personal
listens to our
bartender.
Show.
I mean, we record in a bar, Traeger's Bar in Farmington, New Mexico, and they have their own personal bartender, a mixologist.
Resident mixologist.
Right. There is no bar there.
Yeah, there's
Dr.
no bar.
Right.
Yeah, it's a Dr. Dre, and she does make some. I've had liquid marijuana.
Chilton.
A Chilton.
Sex on the beach.
Had some sex on the beach, and then they made me a drink.
Right?
But you're liable to go over there and get smacked in the face with a rubber penis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the price you pay for the free drinks.
That's right.
That's the price you pay.
Dave, we don't accept tips here.
Hold on. Wait a minute. There we go. That was great. No, I do not. Well, if it's financially, yeah, because, you know, I just had my hip replaced, and so I'm ready for the apocalypse, too. I should have brought the X-ray
down. Yeah, we were just discussing that.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know how, it feels massive in my hip, but it's like a ball, which I'm sure swivels on top of this spike, and it's all titanium.
Yeah.
So when the apocalypse happens.
You just rip that bad boy out of there.
I got me a, weapon.
Yeah.
Rip it out of my
hip. For reals.
I should have put a zipper.
So you can see it, look at it, show it off to everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
That's dope. That's dope.
Well, I could carry the X-ray around, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty. And, you know, I will say that I'm a big guy. And, you know, and I've been kind of immobile for almost 2 years. Well, for about as long as I've known you, for sure. Definitely as long as I've known you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Julie, but I have been kind of immobile. I wish I'd have gotten this done 2 years ago. I was going to the wrong place. It was all the back stuff.
Yeah.
But, man, it has made a world of difference. I'm like, ready. My son, who's staying, my oldest boy, is staying with us to help me, you know, move me around and dress me, because it's hard. I can't bend over a certain way. But, you know, I'm like, and he's like, Dad, you need to just slow down. Just relax. It's going to heal. You're going to be fine. But I am so ready to freaking
tear it up.
Yeah.
Well, now that
yeah.
they have to cut your femur, right?
Hell, I don't know what they cut.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they do. They chop off the top of your femur and then like shove it in here and then, I don't know, weld it, glue it, Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, it was bone on bone. So yeah, it was right in top. You're
they
right.
They have to put a new joint in there. Mm-hmm. So shoot, that's nuts.
But the doctor did. You know, you always hear those stories. And when I went to the a new doctor, like, oh, you're a big bone guy, and I'm like, that's just a nice way of saying you're fat, right? So I'm talking to the surgeon and. He says, Dan, you know, you're a big bone guy. You're a big muscle mass guy. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. And he goes, no, your bones are huge. Your muscle mass in that leg, I'm amazed. And in your buttock is still really tight.
By blessing.
I was. I thought to myself, I thought to myself, is he trying to pick me up too? I just hadn't been slapped in the face with a penis yet.
Doc, can you post that on my Facebook page?
Yeah. Tell what great buttocks I have.
If a doctor started flirting with me, I don't care what the gender is, we could have a problem.
Yeah.
Me and the wife could have some problems.
Listen,
but we've made agreements too.
Well, see, I'm not married, so I'm okay.
Take care of that ahead of time. If this scenario comes up.
Yep, well, I'll talk about this with her for sure. Yeah. For sure. Like Jennifer Aniston is still on the table.
Right?
She's for the next five years.
Because it's improbable, but it's not impossible. And that's all we need.
It's not impossible. Not
right.
Right.
But she vetoed Taylor Swift, which is fair.
Oh, why Taylor Swift? What? I would have vetoed Taylor Swift, too. I mean, nothing against Taylor.
I got a bet with my friend that I'd be the first one to kiss her. It's just kiss her. And if I kiss her, this is a stupid, like, middle school bet we made. If I kiss her first, he has to put his face in the toilet. But I'm still trying to be in the same town as her. You know, like maybe we'll just run into it. And even if it's a little too much, if I just, like slip and fall, you know, get it on camera, then...
Need like
get that.
Like
get
a
that.
Meet and greet opportunity, you know what I mean?
I'm not gonna pay for it. I don't want to make it seem like I'm a creeper. I mean, it's kind of creepy.
It is.
It's a little. Yeah. It's a lot. But I understand.
But like you could just put her on the spot. You know, it's like one of those photo op situations. You're like, hey, can I get a kiss?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, my grandma did that to me once.
Yeah.
She said, give me a kiss right here. She pointed at her cheek. And as soon as I waited for that kiss, I didn't want to give it because I'm a boy. It's my grandma.
Right?
She turned her face and, like, got it right in her cold, wet lips.
Tell us, Eric, how did that feel?
Yeah. I love my grandma. I love my grandma.
Yes, well, we love our grandparents, but not that way.
Yeah, no, for us.
Well, I tell you, I did one of the when I get in. You know, I've never done. Have you ever had surgery where they knock you out? I already asked Ken. I know Julie had.
Yeah.
But
oral surgery, like at the dentist.
Right.
I've been.
Do they knock?
Yeah. So because I'm a big old pansy, and so I don't do all that stuff. And they told me I could do conscious sedation. I'm like, what the hell is conscious sedation?
Yeah, for me that too.
Right? And I was like, I was like, what is that? And they're like, well, we'll sedate you. You will be awake. You may feel things, because that's my whole problem, is I feel everything at the dentist. Doesn't matter what they do, I always feel it. And so he's like, you may feel it, but you won't remember it and you won't care. And he was right.
Yeah.
Like I was awake, kinda.
Oh, you?
I mean, I got some bits of memory out of that, but I kept falling asleep. I was snoring, you know, because I'm leaned back in a table with my mouth wide open, and he's like waking me up. You know, he's trying to work on my teeth, and I'm like, he's like, dude, seriously, stop. You gotta stop.
I couldn't do it. Couldn't. Every time I've had him just put me out. This, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's that, I think it was a Sandra Bullock movie where she, like, woke up, but she was still asleep, and she could feel everything.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Right. Yeah, well, what was that?
The anesthesiologist comes in, and it's better, because I am a big guy and I have sleep apnea, it's better if they don't put me out. Otherwise, they got to put breathing tubes in and all that stuff. So he's making all these offers. And my oldest boy's there, and I'm looking at him, and he had already said, because he'd had his knee done, because I had to go out. And so I'm thinking, you know what? Put my ass out. I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to see nothing. Yeah. I don't want to
Because they're doing those surgeries with, I mean, you know, we're used to the word local, like they give you a local. But I mean, they're doing that with a local.
They'll numb the area. Yeah, it's safe.
And
do it,
yeah.
Putting you under is not.
Yeah, depending on your health situation and who you are and your history and everything else.
But the nice part was when they had me sitting on the side of the operating table, right? And nice nurse, really sweet. She's got me. It's been a long time since I've had this close of intimacy with a woman. Because she's got my head on her shoulder, and she's just patting the back and rubbing my hair.
Yeah.
And she's talking to me nice, real sweet nothings in my ear, right?
Yeah.
And they poke you with that needle in the back because you get a spinal injection.
Oh, no.
And it's like, she starts squeezes me even harder. I'm like, oh. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I'm glad that I went out completely. I am on a quest not to have the other hip done. Discuss that with the doctor, because as I continue to lose weight, may not ever have to have any more surgeries. But I don't know if that's wood under there. We're going to hope so. But yeah, I don't recommend it. You're healthy weight. I recommend you try to stay that and don't get in the condition that I got in.
Try to drop a little more.
I need to drop. I'm down to. I don't, you know, this probably is too much, but I have a scale that goes up to 325, but it'll go all the way on through. Okay, so I was up at 410 pounds when I started this journey.
Yeah.
So at the very bottom of the scale, so that it doesn't go again, half again, is 325. So I had my lovely daughter-in-law with me, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to get on that scale, see where I'm at. This was after surgery and a 4-pound titanium hip in my...
Oh, shit. What the heck?
Right.
So I get up on there. 324, baby. 324.
Yeah.
So it's not going at the end. It's like that again.
I just watched an old Kevin James comedy stand-up.
Kevin James.
Oh, he's brilliant. And so, but he was talking about, he's like, because I'm the same way. I'm not that vain guy. I'm not. So, but I'd like to lose some weight, but I'm not looking for a certain type of body. I just would like to lose a little bit of belly weight. And I go by his thing. He said, I'm just looking to lose enough weight so that my belly doesn't jiggle when I brush my teeth. That's like after that, that's it's just maintenance. That's what I want. Yeah, I want that.
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to lose a bunch. Because now I have all the heavy skin to go with it, right? All right, so listen, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you're ready because I had you tuning, but let's play a song or do something.
Nice.
Cool. Dance a jig.
Yeah.
You want to dance? Would you dance with me?
I will dance with you for real.
What he's saying is that he can't dance on his own. You're going to have to hold him up.
Whatever it'll take to get them hips moving.
All right, we'll be back in just a second. Thanks.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My my son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Hey,
but he always has them streaming.
I want to know, Eric, who does in that the nice our music bed, the one you provided. I love it. I think all of us do. I think mm-hmm. we really enjoy your music bed.
Yeah.
But I want to know, is that you doing?
Yeah, it's me. That's
nice.
No, that's not me. That's my, that's a sample.
Is it a sample?
That's a sample. Yeah, no, that's not my.
Oh, now I'm so disappointed.
No, that's not my. That's not me.
I like it because he used it for. We had a guest. We had a comic on ours.
Oh,
and
right.
She. I told her no F word, anything but the F word, and she threw it out several times. And
he just,
so he edited it with the.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty handy in the. Even though I hate editing, because I'd rather do it, lay it out live, but you know, we try to watch the F words for sure. I was interviewed one time and they said, well, you know, don't say anything you wouldn't say in front of your mother. And I'm like, well, who do you think taught me the F word? And then they were like, well, then your grandmother. And I'm like, who do you think taught her the F word?
We're bad.
Yeah.
We're all bad.
Well, all right. So I want you to play a song.
Oh, we're live?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
I think so. And mics are live. Yeah. I think we're getting ready to find out.
Yeah.
No, we're recording. We're good. Now, here's the deal. You know, you have to play an original because no, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
Good.
You should have seen his face.
Goodbye.
I know you have originals, but yeah, I would have told you much more ahead of time.
Good.
I'll take the heat. The worst case scenario is I'll just have to mute half of it out. So we're going to, Ken said he'd be financially responsible if anything happened, and I'll take the heat for the rest.
Well, that sounds good, because this guy's not going to be able to see it coming.
Oh, okay. I'm ready. Play it on us, brother.
Get my joke yet?
No, not yet.
Ain't the way.
Nice.
Awesome.
I'm not superstitious. Are you superstitious?
Yeah, right? Kind of a little. I'm kind of a little stitious.
Little stitious?
Yeah.
Not superstitious.
Superstitious. A little stitious. I'm a little stitious.
Little stitious. A little stitious.
I don't even really like to say like the word skinwalkers. Like whenever I'm out out in the boonies,
yeah.
I don't mess around with those. I'm a little stitious about like.
Well, I believe
things in
the
universe.
I believe in those spirits. I mean, honestly, you can't live here and not. Have an appreciation for those native beliefs.
You just, I mean, if they're old, they're still around, there's something to it.
Absolutely.
And I ain't trying to run into it. That's for sure. It's been successful so far. Maybe it doesn't exist, but I'm hedging my bets.
Well, oh man, that was great. So I'm going to get you to do another one later, but are you prepared to do two?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm pushing you. Oh, go ahead.
I can do whatever you want. I've been practicing 100-year flood stuff.
Did you catch the joke, Phil?
About the superstition? I guess not, no.
Oh, when you said what he was going to play, and he said about the artist or whatever, and he said, that's okay, he won't see it coming?
Yeah.
Maybe it's insensitive.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh! Did you get it? You didn't
no.
Get it? Yeah,
no,
see, okay, thank God.
There's pictures of him at strip clubs, so I don't know what that's all about.
I think he's one of the few that can touch.
Right, right. I mean, you have to.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You're going to enjoy the strip club.
Yeah.
He's earned it. He's definitely. I let him do whatever he wanted to me. That's too far.
Yeah, you know, I love Stevie Wonder, and, you know, there's a lot of jokes made in his way, but I don't. I mean, the guy's what, a multi-billionaire? I don't
yeah.
think you're freaking.
He's good with it.
Yeah.
He could do what? He could do anything. There's this new thing. Can I say Hulu?
Can you say who?
Hulu?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Okay,
man.
On Hulu, there's this thing called.
No, you can't say Hulu.
Don't say Hulu. Yeah. Anything but Hulu. Don't ever say Hulu on this show.
There's a documentary where he's playing drums, he's playing keys, he's doing everything. Keys, drums, guitar, he could do anything.
Yeah.
I would challenge you to, I've seen a video of him when he was like, I don't know, when did he get started, 10 or 12?
Yeah, because he was Little Stevie.
Freaking,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Little Stevie.
Yeah,
Little Stevie Wonder. Freaking phenomenal. I mean, the cat is multi-talented, but I don't think, I don't know, if he wants some royalties, Ken will pay it gladly.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Moneybags, I got this.
Ken's got my back. I don't have any other. Do you have a topic? What are we going to talk about? I don't want to talk about my surgery.
I never have a topic. I just spout random things into a microphone.
Let's talk about the show that has just released about when I wasn't here. And
no, yeah, it did. It did. It released last week.
Yeah.
Which, when we're recording this, is tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. I can do that time
gymnastics. We didn't even have to go into that explanation.
I know.
It's released.
Yeah, released.
Yeah.
It's
last week. Yeah. Yeah.
But Ken has got this analytical mind that he has to make sure.
I know. I can't help it.
That's all right. I don't care. You're carrying the equipment out.
He told me he walked here because his car's not here. He's like, he's got his walker to steady himself because, I mean,
and
what was it?
Cases.
Like a few days?
Yeah.
So
a week.
Yeah.
A week.
A
week.
A week. Yeah. So it's a week, and you're getting around pretty good, but you need a little bit of stabilization and two big cases full of equipment. He's like, I walked here with my walker and my cases. And
he's kind of looking around like,
good for you.
Well, I think it was off mic, and I don't think you were here yet, but Julie, I'm getting around the office really well. And you know what? I have Inner West Concepts is in Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate, Golden Door.
Yeah, downtown.
I gave him a desk.
Huh?
I gave him a desk. I don't know what I was saying.
That was a mistake.
I
should have never done that.
So, you know, I'm moving around. I got that walker, and I'm feeling pretty skippy. And this was like, I don't know, Monday, maybe
it
Tuesday.
It was Monday.
Yeah. And so I chased her into a corner.
I know.
And she's
scared her.
Freaking,
yeah. Because I gotta have the bubble, you know. Gotta respect the bubble. And he was getting into the bubble here. I was just like, what are you doing?
Violated,
you know?
The bubble.
And he's just like,
oh, I wish we had video of that. Is that really how I look?
Yes.
He said you let out a little scream.
She did.
I just kind of went, he was right there behind me. I was like, what do you do? Because you're a lot faster than before.
Did you? Yeah. Well, yeah, I can move.
I know. It was kind of creepy.
But do you remember what I did when after I let you out? Yeah. I looked over at Felicia and said, you're next.
You're next, yeah. So I was talking about Chase and
butt
Felicia.
Bling.
Yeah. Butt bling.
Yeah, she said she was going to start working out now that you've had your surgery.
So she's going to be a lot more serious about
so
her
she
workouts.
She can make sure to stay in front of you.
Well, I'm a lucky guy. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
You should try the hot yoga.
Well, that'll be
dude,
next.
Yes.
I'm coming to see Stacy. Yeah. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to go see Stacy.
Oh, Stacy's amazing.
Oh, she's a sweetie, too.
If you've never been to that, that is an experience.
I have not been to hot yoga, no.
I don't give one rat's ass about yoga. I really don't. But, going to Stacy and her thing, it's an experience, man. It's not what you think. Like, right off the bat, if you don't have any experience with yoga, it's not what you think.
Yeah. We should have her on the show, too, I think.
On the show, yeah. You've had her on Wake Up Call.
Yeah, she's on Wake Up. While doing
yoga. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And have her... I want that little thing that she... It's a little cup that she holds. And
it's a bowl? Yeah. The bowl with the thing, yeah. It creates a tone. Yeah.
Yes, but have you tried aerial yoga?
Oh, she does that too.
I know a girl named Ariel.
I did that at another studio.
Yeah.
And that,
is Ariel
that is
a person, or is that
up
Ariel.
In the... No, Ariel. Like, it looks like a big cloth sling.
Yeah, this girl
sling.
Named Ariel.
Yeah.
It's a sling. It's a big cloth sling, when you're doing it. You're going upside down and everything.
I've never done that.
That
later.
Is freaky. That is really freaky.
I've never done that one.
I might put that on a bucket list. That sounds like it'd be okay. Now that I can move okay.
There you go.
The whole idea with hot yoga, it's really to...
To sweat your balls off.
Well, sort of. So it helps... Warm muscles and the whole thing, it helps. But it's to kind of simulate where yoga came from. Like in India, it's pretty hot and humid. So it's kind of to simulate that.
Yeah, I know she did. She's booked all the time.
Oh yeah,
Oh yeah.
You know, it's hard to get.
Yeah, she's
very
popular.
Yeah. All right. So let's see if we can't do another one, Mr. Eric.
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Oh, hold on. We're gonna take a break.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break.
What is happening to the time right now?
Yeah. This one might go a little long. We're competing with Felk, so we might have to take this a little long.
Good luck.
They don't have their own...
Yeah, we are longer. Yeah.
no comment.
Well, we'll give you that one.
No comment.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm a bartender at Prager's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, we're just having a good time. So, website is TragersBar.com. Here at Trager's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
All right. We took a little, as we like to call it in the bar business, a pause for the cause.
Yeah.
Eric had to. Oh, I don't. That's personal. I shouldn't say. I had to wee wee.
Had to pee a little. So
yeah. All right. So, I want to get you to do another one. We've got about 14 minutes. The time Nazi's here.
I'm sorry, I was just...
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. I'm going to tease you because you're the only female here, so I can tease you.
Stephanie, help.
But yeah, I want to do another. Do you have any... try to see if you can... Because this time I'm going to be paying attention. See if you can't run a zinger by me again that I miss. Ken will miss it irregardless.
I have a favorite.
Oh, there you go.
That he sings.
Okay, lay it on him.
Little Red Corvette.
I can do that.
Oh, I love that one too.
I know you can. I heard you do it before.
Just fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
They should do this on a different guitar with a different tuning.
Oh, well, you don't have to do it.
I could do it.
Derek aims to please. There's a sign in the men's urinal that says, "Would you aim to please?"
I guess I should have known by the way you pulled your car sideways, it wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you got a pocket full of horses, trotting some of them. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, "Baby, what have you got to lose?" I say, "Little red Corvette, baby, you must too fast. Little red Corvette, you know the love that's gonna last." To close my eyes when you brought me to a place where horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw all of the pictures, the jockeys who were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess it makes it alright. You say, "Baby, have you got enough gas?" I say, "Little red Corvette, baby, you must too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last." You got that kind of loving, ought to be locked up and put in jail. Too bad kicked out of hell, too hot kicked out of hell. And let me tell you, I'm a beast, you're a monster. Nicki Minaj wrote a song about you, so hand me the beat to that bad car. I'ma ting that little love red machine, singing, "Little red Corvette, baby, you must too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Little red Corvette, baby, you must too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last."
Fantastic, brother. Hey, okay, I know I've told you this before, and pretty soon I'm going to talk about 100-year flood. I want to talk about them, because I know you guys are playing quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give you a plug there. But here's what I want to tell you, okay? As a professional, and I had to learn this the hard way myself, but, you know, when she asked for the song, you said, "Well, you know, I don't have the right guitar." Dude, did you know you didn't have the right guitar when he started singing that song?
No.
Did you?
Nope.
Nobody here would ever know that you didn't have the right guitar.
I don't know anything about playing music. Yeah. I know about listening to music.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
No, what impressed me is that you could concentrate on that and play that while they're playing "Who Let the Dogs Out." On
yeah,
I was thinking about
right.
That song drives me crazy because people. You guys know what that song's about?
Who let the dogs out? Yeah. Not really.
It's about they're at this party trying to have a good time, and one of the guys invites all these ugly chicks.
Yeah.
And they're like,
"Oh no!"
They're like, "We're having a good time at the party. We're just pumping." And then all these ugly girls come in. They're like, "Who let the dogs out?"
Oh, that's just bad.
Song. And it's a kid. It's for kids.
Yeah.
It's a song for kids.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kill some time for you so you can check your schedule for. You're still playing. You guys are doing a lot. I know. I've seen some stuff that you've done, that you've already done. But you played out at Tico Time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was it?
Yeah, good? They got
decent crowd.
I just saw a picture from you. Is that where that was?
No,
it was
that
like
was
a sunset kind of.
The background.
Yeah.
That was at a this thing called the Massacre that my friend holds every year. They invite a bunch of bands over. And, Dylan Drake. It's his family. It's his family's land. And so we all showed up over there and played.
Nice.
And it's always a blast. They cook delicious.
That's the one that you invited me to when I'm on my way to the hospital.
Yeah.
Dave, you can come be my guest. I'm like, dude, you carry me before that surgery. But I guarantee you now, you know, I'm going to be hitting all of those. So
yeah, that one was fun. It was free. It's free food. And once you take the oath, you have to show up every year.
Oh.
So that's a commitment.
Oh, well, I could do that.
Nice.
I could. I'll be glad to take the oath. All right. So, if you got, can you give us an idea? Where's you're with 100 Year Flood? Who's in 100 Year Flood?
It's me. The drummer's Dugan Frace.
Dugan. We got to get him down too. I love Dugan.
Yeah, he's in all kinds of groups.
He's your brother-in-law too.
Crazy stuff. And then Dylan Drake is our guitar player, one of them, and the only person who could steal a solo from Dylan Drake's Jeremiah Scott. And then our bass player is a guy named Alex Maz, and he's new to town. He's from California.
Yeah, that name doesn't ring a bell. The other one sounds.
He's like fresh, and he's great. He stood in for our bass player last year at the Massacre, and then our bass player he just had enough, and so he took the time off, and so so Alex stepped in for him.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you doing? You have any non-private parties in July? Because I know there's a 4th of July gig that you're doing, but I think that's a private thing.
Yes. When's this come out?
This will be out in about 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks. So yeah. July.
Yeah, we're looking. Let's look July.
Let's see. The 4th of July is...
Now, is that private or is that...
No, that's at the Balcony in Durango.
Oh, that's a neat place. That's a great place.
But it falls on a... Oh, thank you.
Ready for another one?
But it falls on a Monday.
You want some more water?
And then Motel Soco, which is in Pagosa Springs. If you guys haven't been to Motel Soco, like, do yourself a favor. Take a weekend off.
Really?
And just go. Yeah, the rooms are fairly inexpensive. They have a big stage, a nice bar, and then it's Durango. And there's a really good food
Durango
truck.
Or Pagosa?
I mean, Pagosa.
Pagosa, yeah.
So there's all kinds of, go hit the springs.
There's a group of us that get a cabin up in Pagosa. So I really love Pagosa, but it's always like staying in this cabin up there, so.
Well, right, you know how there's, whenever you're coming into Pagosa, there's first Pagosa, then there's middle Pagosa.
I know, it's weird. It's like two different towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right in middle Pagosa.
Okay.
You'll see it. It's right on the side. And it looks like a little motel.
Middle Pagosa.
But you pull back in there, there's a big old huge stage, a really nice bar with a patio. It opens up to a patio.
Yeah.
You just sit there and like roast your little toesies.
Nice.
They have comedy night. They have amazing bands. All kinds of different kinds of bands. Like,
Did you say roast your little toesies?
Yeah.
Roast your little toesies, yeah.
Right next to the fire?
Right next to the fire.
Yeah, man.
And then
I love female toes. I don't think I've ever had them roasted.
And I think we're playing at Clancy's here in Farmington on the 29th. And then Mancus stays on the 30th.
All right, so I'm definitely going to get the 29th of this month?
Of July.
Of July. I'll definitely get you Clancy's.
Wait, you guys have a Facebook page.
We do. We have a Facebook and Instagram.
So 100 Year Flood. Just search on Facebook for 100 Year Flood.
Yep,
the number 100.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then you guys post all that stuff.
Yeah, Facebook's probably the most clear, just because I'm stupid, computer stupid. I don't know how to use Instagram, but we have a high presence on Instagram too.
Yeah, yeah.
But Facebook is where it's at for us right now.
Cool.
All right, so one last question for you. How the kiddos?
They're good.
Growing like weeds?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to feed them.
Especially in today's day and age.
Wait, how old are they now?
Buy a cow, I don't know.
How old are they now?
One's about to be 2.
Okay.
And the other one's about to be 4.
Aww.
Yeah, you still have to feed them. I was going to say, you could just free range them, man. Just like, hey, find it.
Well, we'll find it. For that,
But they are kind of young for that. Yeah.
Hey, which the little one eats the dog? It was eating the dog.
No, the oldest was eating the dog.
Oh, he does free range it.
But now he stopped eating anything unless it's like heavy carbs, like Cheetos, chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
And are you sure that's not part my kid?
The other one will eat anything. I just put it in front of him and it'll disappear.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good not having a picky one. They grow up like this. This one right there, that he would eat anything I put in front of him, too. Look how.
And David's son is here. He had to duck to get into the door.
That's my baby.
Oh, he looks like a baby, too.
He's only like, 6'5?
Yes, he is. But he has taken good care of me. So far, he hasn't had to manhandle me. So
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got coming up? We don't really have anything coming up.
More episodes.
Yeah, we do.
Always more episodes.
You guys ever plan anything?
Here's the thing, Julie. My brain works so well that I don't need an Excel spreadsheet.
Well, you know what?
I could talk about anything, anytime, with anybody.
You know what? Judging by last week, I don't think that's all true.
Well, there was one extenuating circumstance. I don't know if that episode will ever see the light of day.
I hope it does.
But the one that was with you, the one that just came out...
Oh, yeah. Going with Felicia and I
both
on there. Yeah,
yeah. Well, all the girls. And AJ, too. Because AJ was here, too.
Yeah, AJ was here on the board, and, you know.
Somebody on that episode mentioned. Right. Somebody on that episode mentioned that it was like the girls ganging up on Ken. I'm like, I'm good with it. And then somebody else was like, oh, that's probably one of your fantasies. I'm like, yeah, a big pile of girls with me at the bottom. Yeah, definitely. I'm all for it, man. Bring it.
He was having fun.
I was.
Well, I can,
we all were.
I can tell you this after kind of spot listening to it, I'd be like, man, Felicia really took...
Felicia's on it.
Yeah, she took my spot. So from now on, when I can't be here, Felicia is going to take
it. Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, but you have to have Julie. And I'm going to pull some... Julie's got little... You have to listen because she's so quiet.
Julie infuses like some sanity.
Yeah, no, she throws out little zingers that I'm sure you never heard.
Things tucked in there. I don't think you heard.
Yeah, that's a freaking...
Kind of a smart ass at heart, you know?
Yeah, she is.
I hear things, but they don't always have to register. Felicia's in your face.
Oh, she is.
She has no filter. She has no filter whatsoever.
I love that, actually. Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we are out of time. Eric, aww, thank you, man, so
thank
much.
Thank you, Eric.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, it was fun.
If you're hungry, I'll buy you a dog.
No, I got to run.
Okay, I figured you got to get
I've given Eric some updates. I don't know if he knows this, but on my show, I had Eric on.
I don't know if I want to plug your show.
No,
I'm
kidding.
No,
we don't
kidding.
Have to.
Let's do, but, no, let's do. It's
but
the,
Eric was on
right.
my show. And so
Ken's think
as far
then,
as
thanks.
The podcast version of, because it's not built for podcasts, it's a video show. And so it's Ken's Think Tank. But on, I had Eric on there, and he did three different songs. One of those songs is my second most downloaded podcast episode ever.
Nice.
And he's competing. The number one is years ahead of him.
Hold on, let me guess. Zia Chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another musical episode.
We got to get them here.
But they've got years. They were occupying the top three. He beat... number three, and he beat number two, and now he's gunning for number one.
What song
I'll go,
was
I'll go on and find it.
Well, you're it was, popular now, too.
It was a mashup. It was like a mashup song. It was, what was it, Beautiful Girls, Stand By Me, something like that? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love your rendition.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, even songs age over time. Like, it's kind of not politically correct songs, Beautiful Girls, anymore.
Yeah. No one cares. No one cares, man.
Yeah. Let it go.
Not on YouTube.
Let it go. What's that song? Who sings it? Let it go? Let it go. Is that the song? Or Let It Be?
Taylor Swift.
No, it's the one from the movie.
No, that's the one, the movie from Frozen.
Let It Go, Let It Go.
I'm so sick of that song.
That's Frozen. That's not politically correct.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I can't.
Let It Go.
Yeah,
all right.
Let it go.
Lose my man card.
So anyway, Eric's a man.
Do you have any last words of wisdom that you would like to impart upon our thousands, millions of listening audiences worldwide? you didn't know that was that many, did you?
Yeah, no. Watch The Water Boy because it's like always makes me smile.
Oh, good.
That is a good movie. It's not a good movie, but it is a hilarious
movie.
It's
a great movie.
It's a funny movie.
It's one of my favorites.
I want to go see the new Top Gun myself.
Me too.
Those guys running around.
I want to see if his tooth thing is for reals. Because it's on Facebook that he's got this weird tooth that's right in the middle.
Really?
Yeah. And everybody says it's a real thing, so I got to see it.
Like three instead of two?
Yeah, it's like three.
No, it's just what? No, he's just crooked. And one of his two front teeth is just right in the middle. It was. I thought they corrected that, though. I thought somebody...
They said that's why he's an alien. Right. They got him almost perfect. He's a little too short.
Do you have any last words of wisdom? Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll let you
have
to say. Give the B-side songs some love as well.
B-side. I like B-sides.
I'm a B-side
girl.
B-side's best.
Yeah. Sometimes it is. You're right.
It is.
Turn them over.
Turn it over.
I couldn't think of anything.
I can't beat turn them over. That's it. That's
stick
the last
a fork
words.
In this.
We're done.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.